medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Welcome back, listeners, to Smart Animal Talk. This is Chris Rubin, founder of AdoptAShelter.com. Wanted to welcome you back to a segment we've been doing lately called the Adopt a Shelter, Adopt a Senior and Special Needs segment. So the way this all came about is, all the shelters across the nation, they all have plenty of cats and dogs and horses and rabbits that are of average age, the young ones. But all of them have just a host of senior animals and special needs animals that take up a lot of resources. And so we just thought it would be a great idea to give those animals a voice, because there are some tender, loving animal lovers out there who hear these stories and go across state lines and take these animals in and give them a wonderful rest of their lives. And that's really the reason why we do this. Now, that being said, I also wanted to say something and do something a little bit different today. Typically what we do is we have a guest on, and that guest is from one of our wonderful organizations out there for all different types of animals that we featured so far. But today we're going to do something a little bit different, because, like I said, when we get into resources and how a shelter or a rescue group allocates the resources towards the animals, it's important to note that these senior and special needs animals do consume more resources, whether it's time, vet bills, whether it's special needs diets. It doesn't really matter. So at the end of the day, I have been privileged to know this young lady named Judy Griggs. And Judy is based out of Terrell, Texas. She runs an organization called RPAL. And RPAL is an organization that basically distributes food and supplies to shelters and rescue groups across Texas, some into Oklahoma, but mainly across Texas, over 100 of them. And what she basically does is make it possible to feed these animals for less, thereby allowing the resources to go to these special needs animals. So without further ado, Judy, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so excited to be here.
So just let the listeners know, how did you get involved with animal rescue and how did you end up where you are now?
Well, my husband and I moved to the country back in 2007, and where we live out in East Texas, unfortunately, they were dumping animals and ended up rescuing puppies and adult dogs for a couple of years. Unfortunately, we saw enough pain and suffering to last a lifetime, but in 2009, a really great thing happened. Where we were able to establish this food bank and distribution center for the animal welfare community. We currently have now over, we did our statistics today, we are currently supporting 138 rescue and shelter organizations and their fosters and volunteers with, I believe it was just over 4,500 dogs, 4,200 cats, and even 100 parrots every day while they wait for forever homes. We supply these groups. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Keep talking.
I get very passionate and excited about what we do, as you know, Chris. But we supply them with premium quality foods. We have all kinds of medical supplies. I know your segment's about seniors. What's great about the RPAL products is we have everything for any of the dogs and cats in need. The seniors, obviously, some of them have teeth issues. So we have a new pilot program. We have cans to the rescue, which we can talk a little more about. But we also have things from, like, disposable potty pads to diapers to soft toys to soft bedding. I mean, anything. We even have medical supplies, syringes, needles, IV sets. We have everything a rescue could possibly need.
So here's the cool thing. For all you listeners who are hearing this and thinking about how this works, I've been there on distribution day, and Judy basically runs our PAL like an airport. Everybody's got a slot. Everybody's got their orders pre-done. They come in, they back their truck up, they get whatever they need in all those categories she just described, and out the door they go. It is a super efficient organization that just does tremendous work, and when you were passionate about all those numbers, I was adding them up in my head, and I wanted to jump in, but I'm going to let you exude that passion. But in full disclosure to all of the listeners out there, and Judy and I have known each other, we do live in the same neck of the woods of East Texas, and we actually are working together on this particular program that she was mentioning called Cans to the Rescue. So, Judy, talk to us about that.
Well, our PAL right now, just currently, we're distributing about 40,000 pounds of dry food every month and about 15,000 cans every month. We found ourselves in a great position where one of our major supporters, manufacturers, has an excess of canned food. And we thought, you know, we need to be able to do more with the cans. So our pilot program is pretty nice. Right now, all our members come to our rescue center in Terrell to pick up their product. We distribute every Sunday, and the reason we do Sunday is because obviously they're doing adoption events on Saturdays and other days, so that's the reason we do Sunday. But what we found is, what if we could reach out with all this overabundance of cans to other cities across Texas? As you know, Texas is humongous. So we have come up with a program where we are actually shipping products direct to the rescues. We just started the program. We've already shipped four pallets. Actually, it's just working great, and it's really exciting. That means we can save even more lives and help more animals by doing this program. They don't have to drive across Texas to pick up product. We can ship it right to their door.
So what this means, basically, for all you folks listening, is that a rescue down in the Houston area or San Antonio area or Austin area, they need to feed their senior animals. And the senior animals need or would prefer, because of the teeth and then maybe the, you know, how much crunchy and hard stuff they can handle, they would prefer those cans. Well, so what Judy has, our PAL has, is they have, how many cans do you have?
Oh, my goodness. Individual cans? Yeah, I know. We have over 500,000 cans.
So there's a half a million cans of super premium dog food in
yes.
Terrell, Texas, that we can now send out across the state, really, in a very cost-efficient manner. And just tell the folks out there how this works.
Well, basically, we try to keep everything simple at our PAL. You know, simple is best. So we vet all our rescues. All our members are vetted. We know who they are. They're referred in. We know they're 501s. We have all their paperwork, et cetera. And so what they do is they basically come to us and say, we'd like a pallet, you know, 1,600 cans typically on a pallet. Okay, fine. We give them a quote on what the freight would cost, obviously. And basically, we just arrange everything. It's really great. We use a trucking company where once the pallet is literally picked up, we can track it. The group that has, you know, paid for the freight. We also have a small handling fee, I should mention that, to try and recoup our costs. Obviously, we have costs. We have warehouse and overhead, just like any business. It's very, very minor, though. It's like nothing. And because obviously, we're a nonprofit. So. Anyway, so basically they just say we would like a pallet. What do we need to do? We put it on a truck. They track it from there on. It's, they get an appointment, a delivery appointment with a lift gate. The truck arrives even in a residential or rural area. They drop the pallet down, not drop, we hope, put the pallet down on the ground, and the rescue takes it from there. That's pretty much how it works. Very easy peasy. We like that.
That is awesome. So what that basically means is the money that rescues and shelters don't have to spend on buying pet food at retail, or even at wholesale for that matter, is now money and resources they can put towards the things that they have to pay for, like the special needs animals, like the senior animals that that simply have greater needs. Judy,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
just one thing to say. What our services do, and you'll hear time and time again, is it helps them save even more lives. They're able to spend the funds that they would normally have allocated for food towards veterinarian expenses or life-saving, you know, expenses. And seniors obviously take long-term care. There's a lot involved with the groups that step up for these little guys that are abandoned, unfortunately. And so what we are able to help them do is get everything they need at next to nothing so that they can go and literally save more lives. It's really, really great.
Well, and the good news is that you and I are going to spend some time together next week at one of the largest pet industry trade shows in Orlando. You're going to start on one side of the show, and I'm going to start on the other, and we're going to let all those manufacturers know if they have product that they would like to donate or other types of products that they would that are desperately needed in this shelter community, that our pal is very interested in speaking with them. Would you say that's what we're after?
Yeah, absolutely. But in addition, what makes our pal even more special, our pal literally buys their salvage product. We will literally step up. You know, it's funny. I always like to tell the story whenever we approach a manufacturer and we say we're a nonprofit looking for a donation, they start to back up. But when we tell them, oh, no, we want to buy your mistakes because we don't care. We don't care what's wrong with it. I don't care what color the package is, if it's supposed to be, you know, green and you wanted it purple. We take it. We don't even need a package. We don't care. It's going to go so quickly out the door. So a manufacturer loves the fact that, oh, well, not only can we donate, but maybe we can offset some of our costs, too. It's really a win-win-win for everyone. You have our pal steps in. It helps the manufacturer maybe recoup some of their losses. They're helping the community through the donation. In addition to that, we provide the product to the rescues, and now the rescues are winning, and ultimately the animals win. So everybody wins with the way we do our business. It's so incredibly wonderful.
So to really put some emphasis and meaning behind this, because we're doing a pilot program in Texas, we are going to be at the Houston Pet Expo April 9 and 10 down in Pasadena. And we're also going to be at the Dallas Pet Expo May 20 and 21st. And we're going to make sure and have a lot of media outreach. We're going to create some buzz. We're going to make sure all the shelters and rescue groups in Texas are aware of this offer, and again, so that the cans to the rescue.
That's it. Yay.
So with that said, Judy, I can't wait to see you next week. It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for all you do for animals. I really can't thank you enough, because that's a great responsibility to have to feed all those bellies every single day. And I know you put
thank
so much effort
Chris.
Into it, and that's because I see a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. So can't wait to see you next week, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for having us, and anytime we can help you help them, y'all let us know.
And remember, all you listeners out there, don't forget that everything you shop for online, you can do so simply by clicking through AdoptAShelter.com first. Pick our pal. Pick a different worthy organization. And once you've done so, you never have to do that again, unless you choose to. But then, click through to your favorite store, whether it's Amazon, Zazzle, PetSmart, or Expedia. Everything you buy will earn a cash donation for that shelter or rescue group. Free to you. Free to you. So we thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon on the next segment of Adopt a Senior and Special Needs Animal. Bye now. And anytime.